Blog Talk Radio.
And warm day here in New York City. I'm expecting it to be a fall, and I think it's just going right back to summertime. But it's a good day here because we're going to be singing. Well, at least we'll hear singing because we have Dina Martin to speak with. Yes, she's a legend since she took over her father's place. Before we have her on, let's go into a quick song of hers.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. The passing years will show
you've kept my love so young, so new.
And time after time,
you'll hear me say that I'm
so lucky.
Beautiful.
that wasn't your father you were doing a duet with.
No, that was Jerry Lewis. That was Jerry Lewis.
I can't believe you said that because I was about to say, you know, that sounded like Jerry Lewis.
That was Uncle Jerry, and we miss him. I just celebrated. We were in Las Vegas. You know, he passed away on the 20th of August, and so we went to Las Vegas and we had a celebration of life for him. And he was a big figure in my life all my life. We were Martin and Lewis together again. So, but how are you, dear?
Oh, I'm doing fine here. Yeah. it actually was very weird because I had tickets to see him at Westbury.
You did.
Yes, and it was like, Oh, well, I guess it's canceled.
I guess so. But you know what? Because he was working right up to the end. But you know, we knew he was.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't stop.
I know.
But that's okay. I know. That's okay. There's a lot of people in show business that I notice. They just listen. If they can do it, they just keep doing it, and that's fine. You know.
Yeah. Why not? You know, I say they're going to have to get the hook for me.
Yeah.
So did you think that was going to?
So what are you doing lately?
Oh my gosh! Well, working
since I last saw you.
Well, I probably a million shows. Now I guess I've done. Has it been two albums since I saw you? I think you were probably thinking of the True Love duet with my dad. That's off the Destination Moon.
Well, I was. As I listened to it, I'm going, wow! If anybody, it does. It certainly.
Really sounds like Jerry Lewis. Well, because that was on the Time After Time. That was on my Time After Time album, Memories Are Made of This. And so I did the duet with Jerry Lewis. And then on my album Destination Moon, I do that beautiful duet with my dad, which is True Love. And we got my handsome husband John, got the original Nelson Riddle arrangement. So we went, you know, that my dad had recorded the Cole Porter song. We went in, re-recorded it with all fabulous musicians, and then I went to Capitol Studios, and Al Schmidt, I sang to my dad, and so we put it together. In fact, Al Schmidt at Capitol Records is he's the gentleman who put together Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole's Unforgettable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, and he's done all of my...
Did you do this piece? Did you do this? Or is this the one that you sang, like he was on the screen and then you sang?
Yes, he was
with
on the screen. Well, actually, you know what? At Feinstein's, I believe that was, because I did Feinstein's many times, but I believe so. So it was True Love, and we have, and he's singing, and then I sing along with him live
right.
on stage. So that's great. So
I think
that's on my
yeah.
Destination Moon album. And then, so we got a lot going on. But I've been busy working all the time since I've seen you, and doing shows all over the place. And we just had two of the greatest shows, and you should have been there in Las Vegas at the South Point, and it was for my dad's 100th birthday. All right, because he would have been.
Oh.
He was born June 7th, 1917, and so June
I'll
we
live,
yeah
definitely yeah.
Yeah, so it was fantastic.
I don't get to forget his birthday.
Oh, no, I know. No, you don't get to forget his birthday. And I had the Gold Diggers, they came, you know, from
uh-huh.
all over. Yeah, and so we did,
wow.
And we put together a fabulous show with a guest, you know, the Secret Door. People would come out. I didn't know they were coming on, and it was just beautiful. So it was a fantastic show. And then 2 days later, we did the first Dina Martin Celebrity Roast. At the South Point. So one day you'll have to come out and get roasted or be a roaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what have you been doing since I saw you?
Oh, just writing.
Writing? Well, that's
writing
good.
And yes, I writing and you know, pushing people. Because as a matter of fact, it was interesting. You know who Darlene Love?
Of course.
Does that name
yes.
sound familiar?
Well, yeah.
I that was the last person I had on my radio show because she's performing out here in Queens soon. So that's what I've been, you know, helping people with.
Great.
But yeah. So,
I was going to say, I think maybe we did a show, Darlene Love. Well, there were so many. We were all at the Raz Room in San Francisco, and it was a 12.
Uh-huh.
I guess we were 12 divas, and we all got out. And we sang a little, raising money for St. Jude, and I believe she was there, but I could be wrong. But yeah, so we're out. I'm out doing shows and singing songs and making albums. And this latest album, Swing Street, is fantastic. Did it with Patrick Williams at Capitol Studios, and you know, Swing Street. It's really a swinging album, and we're doing a documentary for my dad who. Well, because this was his 100th, his centennial,
right.
And we've Let's see, we've interviewed Florence Henderson, Angie Dickinson, George Slaughter, Bob Newhart, Tommy Toon,
wow.
Lee Hale, Regis Philbin, and the list goes on. So that hopefully coming out at the end of the year. And
oh,
possibly
that's
another
when you were
album.
Talking about, that's when you were mentioning something about a movie.
Yes, well, and my book, Memories Are Made of This, Dean Martin Through His Daughter's Eyes, we are making into a movie. And the same people...
Okay.
Yeah, so it's two different things. The documentary is just sitting down and talking to the people who were, you know, important in Dad's life and getting
mm-hmm.
their stories about him. So it's going to be, it'll be fantastic. I've got great producers, and they're called Creative Chaos. And, in fact, they did a wonderful documentary called Casting Call, and it was about, I guess the first woman, trying to think, her name was Miriam Doherty, I think. And she was the one who started getting, casting people, and she got credits. So that was pretty amazing what we're doing right now and the people we're working with.
I remember her.
What?
I remember her because I just had a flashback because I walked into a cattle call.
Yeah.
For the movie, for a cattle call. And I know, and I definitely wasn't the part she wanted, so I just walked in anyway, and she kind of looked at me and said, no, you're not the part. And then the next day, my friend calls me up and says, Merle, you're in the newspaper. I said, what are you talking about? And she wrote about this thing. And I went, oh, okay.
Well,
that's how I remember her name.
Well,
that's
funny. No, so
did.
Yeah. So she was amazing.
Yeah.
She discovered everybody, and so that pretty funny. But it's funny. You just reminded me of the casting call. I remember my agent had me go down to Bob Hope to see Bob Hope, and because he was casting for it. I'm not sure what the event was or if it was a U.S. I don't know. But I walk in the room and it's filled with ladies, and they're all 6 feet tall and blonde. Okay, now I'm 5'2" with dark hair. So I walk in, I say, and I called my agent. I said, you're kidding me, right? He said, well, I thought you'd stand out. I said, well, I do. He called me back, so that was very nice. But it's funny. This business is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did I can't think of the guy's name that's doing the Frank Sinatra sound. That you're working with?
Frank Sinatra.
On the stage.
I don't know. Let me see.
The one Frank was from America's Got Talent?
Oh, when I had, what's his name? Sal Valentinetti. He did a show with me. He came out and did a couple songs. I guess it was, in New Jersey. Yeah. In New Jersey.
Yeah, that's
and.
True.
He was funny. That was cute. It was a great show, and I haven't talked to him I think since then. I wonder how he's doing.
Oh, okay. I thought I didn't know whether he was still working with him.
I had him come and do a guest spot on the show, and I'll have other people come up and do things. You got to give everybody a shot. Right. This is what we do,
gives you time to take a quick break too.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe change, which is always fun to do. But on the Dean Martin show, my dad always have a little martini. As I say, it's a great business. It's a tough business. It was harder than I ever thought it was going to be. My dad, of course, always made it look so easy. And he would just get up there and sing. And he'd never rehearse, for his TV show because he wanted it to be spontaneous and fabulous. I'm kind of like a rehearsal freak. I want to make sure I know everything that's going on and what we're doing. And, when you know what you're doing, you can get up there and be relaxed. And have a good time and enjoy.
Yeah.
If you're prepared, you're going to be fine.
My dad, he
knew what he was doing.
Prepared.
So,
where is your next show exactly?
It's going to be at the Jazz Corner in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And that's on October, I think, the 6th and 7th. It's the first weekend. And it's one of my favorite favorite jazz clubs. And I'll have my quintet plus a sax, which is great. And I will be doing probably all of the songs off my latest album, off Swing Street. And, of course, I'll pay tribute to Dean Martin. And I have to do that some more, and Memories Are Made of This. And Everybody Loves Somebody, of course. But mainly I will be concentrating on Swing Street and all these fabulous arrangements that Patrick Williams did for me. And then it's off to Chicago, to the Addison Theater. And there I'll have four horns, so it'll be a bigger band. But that'll be more of the 100th birthday for Dean Martin, the King of Cool. So we'll be doing that in Chicago. And I think that's the 21st or 23rd of October. And then it's off to Las Vegas and L.A., and then New York. I'll be coming around you.
When?
Soon, I hope. Well, you know what? I don't have my... I can't believe I came into the office and I don't have that sheet with me when I was talking to you. But I'll let you know. And go onto my website, of course, to dinamartin.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it'll... And if you click on Tours and Events, it'll tell you where I will be and when. And it's a fun website anyways.
I'll make sure that I write about it.
Yeah, good. DinaMartin.com. And I would appreciate it. And it's always fun to have nice big audiences. And then I go out and I talk to them after and sign CDs and books and the stories they tell me. I get a lot of my stories from people that I meet after shows, which is great. You know, and
I got a great spot for you to perform.
Oh yeah, where?
Yes, it's in Queens at Queensborough Community College. They have the Queens Performing Arts Center.
Uh huh. Oh, well, that sounds good.
As a matter of fact, that's where I saw Jerry Lewis perform about 20 years ago.
Oh.
But they always have this. They always have all these, like, the shows, like, Cheetah Rivera is going to be with Robert Klein, and I can't remember the list, but it's like, you get a lot of people, well-known people, and
right.
Some not as well-known, but mostly mostly as well-known, I mean, I'll have my people.
Yeah, contact my people, and we'll do that. You know, and I know as long as we do, you know, all the right PR. If people don't know you're there, they can't come see you. But if you do a lot of PR and PR, and you let people know you're going to be there, it's always sold out, which is always fun, of course, for me. And
yeah.
Queens Performing Arts Center. So have your people call my people. And we can put that together. that is great. Well, so you got the Feast of San Gennaro coming there on Saturday and Sunday. Are you going to go? I'm going to be calling them. I'll talk because I think Tony Danza is going to do some kind of meatball eating contest and Bill Boggs.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, you know, Italians, you know, we're a little crazy.
I'll have to take a look. I have so many things coming up that I don't even know half the time of what's going on, especially in New York City.
Yeah, I know. Well, the feast is pretty big, and so I think it'd be a fun thing for you to go to. So I'll be talking to them live from some stage, probably about 2 o'clock or something in the afternoon, 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So it goes on during the day, so you don't have to worry about it. A big night. Well, I don't know. It might be going on all night. You know, knowing
Italian.
Probably
goes on till late. Yeah.
Sunday, Monday. Yeah, that could happen.
Unfortunately, the only thing that comes to my mind is food.
Food. Yeah. Oh no. Well, you have to have food. Well, that's. You know, you have to have music and food and love and a little vino, and what could be better than that?
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, actually, today I'm probably going to have I started drinking sake.
Really? Sake.
Yes.
Well, I like that
when
I'm having
it?
Sushi. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah,
you
I like it hot.
You don't get it
do
warm,
like it,
do you?
Yeah. You like it cold?
Don't get it warm.
Why is that?
They can cheat you.
Oh. Oh, really? Because it comes... Oh,
yes, because it can. It hides the quality of it by having it warm. Just to let you know.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, you know, that's so funny that you said that, because it reminds me of, you know, my dad, whenever he would go into a restaurant and they would bring him his drink, and it would be a shot of scotch in one glass, and then a glass of ice in another glass, and then the club soda or water in another glass, and a spoon, because he didn't want to say, I want scotch and water or scotch and soda. He said, because they will, you know, they'll end up giving you the wrong stuff. So this way he knew that he had his scotch, and then he had the ice, and then he had the soda or water, and he would do it himself. And he called it a setup, and it was cute. So, you know, that's funny that you told me that, and it's true. He said, I don't want to be cheated. So that you're absolutely right.
So, so you're going to go on singing, like, so we could expect you for at least another 10 years or so. At least another 10 years, right?
Absolutely. And I've got a lot of things that are coming up that are still in the works. You know, as I say, the movie and, of course, the documentary, another album, probably called Dina Sings Dino, and because I have a couple shows that are Dina Sings Dino. But there's a lot of things on the way, and I'm excited about it. And now I have to go get myself ready for, I have another thing to do today, and then I've got to start packing to get all my clothes together so I can, I've got a few things in between my show, between now and Jazz Corner, but those are private things, so, you know, so I'm just busy, and I know you are too, so,
yep.
So I want to wish all your listeners and everybody happy Friday, happy summer, happy Feast of San Gennaro.
and by the way, we're also right in the middle of the High Holy Days.
Yes, you are. Did that happen yesterday? Yes.
Well,
oh my
yesterday
God.
Was day one. Today is day two, and that's the important days.
Oh,
of it.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Very important days. You kidding me? I know all that. So, but all my days kind of run together. But you have a happy everything, and I will talk to you soon. And so get in touch with me for that Queens Performing Arts
Center.
Yes, I'm
going to get in touch. Get in touch and see what we can make with this, because it'd be wonderful to have you out here in Queens.
All right, that would be fun.
You definitely
I would love
have a packed
to.
House.
All right, my dear. Well, hugs and kisses, and
same
we'll
here.
Talk soon. All right, thank you, my dear. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes. So Dina Martin, yes, go to her website, and you'll get all the info. And with that, I'm going to end the show early. So everybody, I want you to have a great day. Oh, wait, no, what? One before that. Wait, I must... let's first get our sponsors in. One of them is my milk, because I have to have where we are. Right, here we go. And then,
hey Martha, why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronnybrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronnybrook.com.
Well, let's hear a couple of Dino songs.
Oh, hear jazz, all the fat down in Italy. You can hear it from Venice to Napoli. It's goodbye to the opera and symphony. When the jazz band starts to play, signoritas, signores, the sound adore. When the band leaves the stand, they all shout encore. Won't you come back, amici, and play some more? Play us Dino's Volare. How they cheer when they hear it fortissimo. How they dance and romance when pianissimo. Every boy gives his girl a little kissimo. Bubblissima, ebblissimo. Each bambino sings Dino 4 miles around. Whirls his girl round and round to that happy sound. When their feet feel that beat, how their pulses pound. When the jazz band starts to play, how they cheer when they hear it fortissimo. How they dance and romance when pianissimo. Every boy gives his girl a little kissimo. In Italy, you can hear it from Venice to Napoli. Give goodbye to the opera and symphony. When the jazz band starts to play, how they cheer when they hear it fortissimo. How they dance and romance when pianissimo. Every boy gives his girl a
in May, but I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I didn't say
that's life,
and funny as it may seem, some some people get their kicks stomping on your dream. But I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, pawn and a queen. I've been up and down, over and out, and I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up, I get back. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna bite. But if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on that big bird, and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, pawn, and a queen. Gonna roll myself up in a big ball, and my.
Okay, well, I'm hoping to see what I can do to get her in nearer to my house, but I'll find out where she's going to be in New York in the meantime. Okay, so now I'm going to end the show. So everybody have a happy day, evening, whenever you're, and to all those that are observing, Lashana Tova. Which is kind of a happy new year for Rosh Hashanah. So, that's it. Okay. The chicken.